You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Investigators say the collapse of a train bridge over Interstate 25 came after a broken rail likely caused 30 coal cars to come off the tracks. From Pueblo, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The preliminary finding comes from the National Transportation Safety Board. The federal agency is investigating the accident north of Pueblo that crushed a truck, killing its driver. No injuries were reported for the train crew. Federal investigators are expected to allow the railroad company to finish clearing the wrecked train cars and spilled coal soon. Then, engineers from the Colorado Department of Transportation will evaluate what repairs are needed to reopen the highway. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And Governor Jared Polis was set to visit the crash site earlier today. It's still unclear how long it will take to reopen the interstate. The U.S. Forest Service is considering requiring permits for people who want to hike or camp at Blue Lakes. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
The Blue Lakes near Ouray are some of Colorado's most iconic and popular alpine lakes. Visitation has surged 300% in the last decade. The Forest Service says the icy lake's booming popularity comes with a price: environmental damage. The agency is now considering a plan that would limit Blue Lake trail visitors by requiring day hikers and overnight campers to buy a permit. If approved, the permits wouldn't go into effect until 2025. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Along the Front Range today, it will be cooler than it was yesterday with highs in the low to mid-70s. Grand Junction will continue in the mid-70s for the rest of the week, and most of the state should expect sunny skies today. Stay here. Up next, it's the BBC News Hour.